Hebrew Year 5777, Prayer for the Republic of the United States of America. We loose the holy angels of God throughout the Republic of the United States of America on behalf of President Trump and all of our leaders, all of our people, and all of our land. We loose the warring angels to encamp all around and deliver us, the guardian angels to go before us and behind us and on every side of us and keep us from any harm, to build a hedge around us and all that we have, all of our possessions and all that we own. Likewise, President Trump and the Republic of the United States of America multiplied throughout all generations. We loose the ministering angels to minister to us, to comfort us, guide us, help us, and give us counsel day and night. Likewise, President Trump and the Republic of the United States of America multiplied throughout all generations. We loose the healing angels to heal all of our infirmities, sicknesses, and diseases, bind up what is broken, break down every barrier to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and strengthen the weak, heal the sick, heal all brokenheartedness, bring back what was driven away, and seek out the lost and bring them to the knowledge of their salvation. Likewise, President Trump and the Republic of the United States of America multiplied throughout all generations. We loose the holy angels of truth and the spirit of truth, wisdom, and understanding to deliver us from the schemes of the enemy. Likewise, President Trump and the Republic of the United States of America multiply throughout all generations. We pray that we will walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We ask our God and Father to give His angels charge over us, to keep us in all our ways, to accompany us, defend us, and preserve us, to hold us up in their hands lest we dash our foot against a stone. Likewise, President Trump and the Republic of the United States of America multiplied throughout all generations. We ask our Heavenly Father to give us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and help us make the right choices in all that we do and say and think. May we always choose life and blessing. May our words be words of life and blessing. Likewise, President Trump and the Republic of the United States of America multiplied throughout all generations. We ask our God and Father to give us a clean heart and a pure heart, for out of the heart our mouth speaks. Likewise, President Trump and the Republic of the United States of America multiplied throughout all generations. We invite the Holy Spirit to be our conscience and to convict us when we get outside the will of God in all that we do or say or think. By the blood of our covenant and in Christ Jesus, who is not of this world but outside of time, we rebuke and cast down any words of cursing we or our ancestors have spoken, or we or our posterity do speak, and turn them to blessing, now and forever. We take authority over all the power of those words, and command them to be null and void, as if they never were, and we relieve them of all power. In Jesus Christ, who is not of this world but outside of time, we take authority over every curse that has ever come out of our mouth, or the mouth of our ancestors, or comes out of the mouth of our posterity, now and forever. We command it to be null and void, as if it never was, not to bear any fruit, but to die. And we ask our Heavenly Father to renew our days of old, and to turn all curses that we, or our ancestors, or our posterity have or do speak to blessing. We loose the angels of time to remove the reproach because of those words. We ask our faithful Father to forgive us, for we are a people of unclean lips. Forgive our sin, forgive our guilt, and we cast the shame of it out of us. Likewise, President Trump and the Republic of the United States of America throughout all generations. We take authority over every ungodly action that caused offense in ourselves, in our bloodlines, and in our nation, now and forever. And every time we, or our ancestors, or our posterity failed or fails to act when we should, and we command it to be null and void, as if it never was, not to bear any ungodly fruit, but to die, and we ask our Heavenly Father to renew our days of old, and to turn the offense to blessing, and heal any hurt due to our, or our ancestors, or our posterity's actions, or our failure to act. We loose the angels of time to remove the reproach from us, our victims, our nation, and our land. We ask our faithful Father to forgive us, our ancestors, and our posterity, for we are weak. Forgive our sin, forgive our guilt, and we cast the shame of it out of us, and out of our bloodlines, and roll the reproach off of us, our bloodlines, our nation, and our land, and give grace, Lord, to redeem, deliver, heal, restore, and refresh us and our bloodlines, and those we have wronged, and their bloodlines, and redeem the time, and recover the blessing. Likewise, President Trump and the Republic of the United States of America multiplied throughout all generations. We forgive all negative, critical, judgmental words spoken to us and about us or our ancestors, our nation, or our land. And we loose the person that spoke such words and ask our Heavenly Father to bless him. We forgive and we loose all those whose actions hurt us, our ancestors, or our nation, or our land, caused any kind of trauma, put stumbling blocks in front of us, our ancestors, our nation, or our land, or any way harmed us, or our ancestors, our nation, or our land. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless him. Likewise, President Trump and the Republic of the United States of America multiplied throughout all generations. Through your unfailing love, which is in our heart, we love our enemies, we bless those who curse and hate us, and we pray for those who spitefully use us and persecute us. May they know the truth and the joy of your salvation. We loose the angels of time to go back in time and heal every hurt, break down every barrier, heal, restore, and revive all of us and our bloodlines, and redeem the time and recover the blessing. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America throughout the generations multiplied. God give the increase also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend and all those who practice lawlessness. Against you, Lord, only do we sin. We ask God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us for any offense, sorrow, or sickness that we or our ancestors received since Jesus Christ died on the cross to set us free. He carried our griefs and our sorrows and died for anything that chastised, punished, or came against the supernatural peace that he gave us. Just as we are healed by his stripes, we have supernatural peace by his loving sacrifice. The shalom, peace of God, is perfect communion with Jesus Christ and God the Father being one, having his body, his DNA, his blood, his nature, and his mind. Forgive us the offense against you, Lord Jesus, when we allow the enemy access and deny the shalom that belongs to us through the blood and loving sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness and unbelief. Just as you are love, help us to love and be love. Baptize us in the fire of your love. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America throughout the generations multiplied. God give the increase also to Israel, the holy city, Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. We loose the ministering angels to help us put on Christ, to put on love, to put on the manifold wisdom of God, to help us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, and put on the armor of God and stand against the wiles of the devil. Likewise, President Trump and the people of our nation multiplied throughout the generations. Let the angels of God help us gird our loins with truth, for Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He has given to us the spirit of truth to lead us into all truth. We shall know the truth, and it shall set us free. We are in him who is true and faithful. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America throughout the generations multiplied. God give the increase also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. And to help us put on the breastplate of righteousness, for Jesus, who knew no sin, was made sin for us, so that we could become the righteousness of God. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment we condemn. Isaiah 54:17. Because we are the children of God, and our righteousness is from him. We commit our way to the Lord and trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. Our righteousness is the light, and our justice at the noonday. We thank Father God for giving his only begotten Son, so that we could receive that indescribable gift of righteousness. We hunger and thirst after righteousness and are filled to overflowing. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All things are added to us. Let us have revelation and a mindset that we live in the kingdom of God. Let us keep our eyes on things above and have understanding that our life on earth is just a visit. We are a sojourner on the earth. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America throughout the generations multiplied. God give the increase. Also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. And help us shod our feet with the gospel of peace, of shalom. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Jesus gives us peace. He gives us shalom. Not as the world gives, therefore let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For Jesus overcame the world, and so are we in him. Let the peace of God, the shalom of God, rule in our heart, and let peace guard our hearts and minds. Let us be filled to overflowing with the joy of the Lord within us fresh every morning. Let it bubble up like an everlasting spring within our heart and be our strength. Let mercy surround us and grace cover us, blessing overtake us, righteousness overflow us, rivers of living water flow from our hearts, rivers of love flow from our hearts, and God's favor surround us as like a shield. Let us live in shalom, the perfect communion with Jesus Christ, being in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ, being in communion of the blood of Christ, and communion of the body of Christ, entering into the covenant of Christ, drinking from the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb, receiving the pure oil of the Holy Spirit to cause our lamp to burn continually, bringing an offering and a clean vessel with clean hearts into the house of the Lord. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America throughout the generations multiplied. God give the increase. Also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness. And above all, help us to take up the shield of faith, the shield of trust, by which we can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. We ask for and receive today a leap of faith, a leap of trust, that whatever we say, we trust God so much that we know, with no doubting, we receive what we have said, and whatever we pray, we know, with no doubting, that we will have what we have asked, and that we have the faith to believe, receive, and take the promise now, today, in faith, to the glory of God. For the kingdom of God is taken by violence. We walk by faith and not by sight. Let our delight be in the fear of the Lord our God. Help us not to judge by the sight of our eyes or decide by the hearing of our ears. We are people of faith. Increase our faith in the truth, the word of God, the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, the covenant we have with God Almighty, and the presence and love of God in our lives. Increase our trust in God and our knowledge of him. Cause us to hear your loving kindness in the morning, Lord, and cause us to know the way in which we should walk. Make us full of joy in your presence. We walk in the spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, rooted and built up in him and established in faith, and the joy of Christ remains in us, and we are full of joy, for the Lord himself will make us full of joy in his presence. We go in peace, and the presence of the Lord is with us on our way. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people in the land of the Republic of the United States of America throughout the generations multiplied. God give the increase. Also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. Help us put on the helmet of salvation, for Jesus is our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, and the mediator of our blood covenant with God Almighty. For the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon us, your people. Salah. Let us prosper in all things, be in good health, just as our souls prosper, and let us grow in the knowledge of God. The Lord will fulfill the number of our days, and with long life he will satisfy us, and show us his salvation. Our sandals shall be iron and bronze, and as our days, so shall our strength be. Let our flesh be young like a child's, let us return to the days of youth. Let our youth be renewed like the eagle, for the power that raised Jesus from the dead is in us, quickening our mortal bodies, making us vibrantly alive. Let us walk in divine health, escaping the corruption in this world, all the days of our life on earth. Let us put off, concerning the former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of our mind, and put on the new man which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. We will not be wise in our own opinion, rather we will trust the Lord with all our heart, lean not on our own understanding, and allow him to direct our steps. May the God of grace, who is great in mercy, reveal to us the fullness of our salvation. We have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, the word of God. Through the washing and regeneration of the Holy Spirit, we have clean hands, we have a clean body, a clean mind, a clean heart, and a steadfast and humble spirit. O righteous Father, restore to us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us by your generous spirit. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America throughout the generations, multiplied. God give the increase also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness. And help us take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, for this is the year of the sword of the Lord. 5777. May God put in our hearts a love of the truth and a love of his word, and we loose the mighty weapons of God to destroy all strongholds and mindsets that come against the truth, the word, the Bible, the name of Jesus, our God, and our faith. Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth, and everlasting life. Give us revelation that the Word is living and powerful and is the truth, and that God is our Father who loves us and wants to be involved in everything we do. We ask for revelation for the relationship that God desires with us, and increased revelation of who we are in Christ, so that we can move forward from glory to glory, faith to faith, strength to strength, into the image of Jesus Christ. Jesus calls us his friend. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ of the kingdom of God, sons of God Almighty, kings and priests of our God and Father, and much more. Give us revelation of being in Christ, one with Christ, and where Christ is at all times, Christ being with us at all times. And as Christ is, so are we in this world, and that we bear his name. Let us experience heaven, know the majesty of Jesus Christ and the glory of God, speak in the Spirit, sing in the Spirit, hear in the Spirit, smell in the Spirit, touch and feel in the Spirit, taste in the Spirit, and walk in the Spirit. See in the flesh and see in the Spirit. Let our eyes be good and our whole body will be filled with light. Let us ascend and descend Jacob's ladder. Let heaven and earth connect and bring us into a new level of communion with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let the heavens open up and the angels of God ascend and descend on Christ in us, Christ the door. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America, throughout the generations, multiplied. God give the increase also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness. God, our faithful God, restore to us years the locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, and the swarming locust. Redeem the time, O Lord God of heaven and earth. Also redeem all the wasted time in our lives. Restore the blessing, and may we recover all the lost blessings of past generations. May we let the past be in the past, move forward to the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Praise God. God be magnified in our lives and in our land. Let him be glorified in us, the people of the Republic of the United States of America. Thanks be to God who daily loads us with benefits. We are blessed by the Lord today. Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. May our God and Father fill a gap with his Spirit and increase the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our nation, and in our land, and surround us with his glory. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to the Republic of the United States of America, the people, and the land, in the knowledge of God our Father, and of Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Let the Lord be magnified in our nation, now and forever. Praise God. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America, throughout the generations, multiplied. God give the increase also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out as angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness.